Clean water advocates demanded today that the Board of Supervisors take steps to improve the quality of water and runoff system in L.A. County. As Nick Berman reports, the environmentalists ran up against stiff resistance.
In 2012, Los Angeles County received a D grade for urban runoff from the American Society of Civil Engineers. A D grade indicates polluted runoff water with high levels of trash, motor oil, pesticides, and other pollutants. The Society and Heal the Bay, an environmental advocacy group, are proposing a measure that they believe will improve that grade, which hasn't changed since 2006. Kirsten James is the Water Quality Director at Heal the Bay and describes the initiative.
So what this measure is attempting to do is to raise critical funds for water quality improvement projects.
Those funds would come from a tax on LA County property owners. The proposed tax would cost each property owner about $54 per year, according to Heal the Bay. It varies depending on the property size and its pollution contribution. Richard Hyman from the American Society of Civil Engineers says there are many reasons LA needs the funding.
Our infrastructure is underfunded, it's degrading, and it's reaching the end of its useful life, resulting in trashing our beaches and dirtying our communities and making our rivers look and smell like sewers, and overall degrading the property values and the quality of life within our community.
However, not everyone agrees there is a need for additional funding. Fifth District Supervisor Michael Antonovich acknowledges the runoff problem, but opposes the measure. Tony Bell is a spokesman for Antonovich.
The Department of Public Works and the storm control people, the flood control district, are already receiving millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to solve this problem, and they have failed to do so. So instead of using the current resources that they have, they want to go back and ask for even more money from property owners. And that includes businesses, school districts, and local cities, most of whom are absolutely opposed to it.
In today's meeting, Supervisors Gloria Molina and Don Canabe opposed the measure and recommended against it. Antonovich agreed. After today's meeting, it appears the Board of Supervisors are prepared to reject the initiative. Clean water activists will have the chance to draft a new measure for the 2014 ballot. Nick Berman, Annenberg Radio News.